Hello, audio viewers. Well, here it is. It's the day before the launch of iOS 4 worldwide. I'm quite excited. My friend Craig is. Craig's the 10. We're both quite excited to get it past midnight tonight. Hopefully we're going to stay up and get it. Craig's happy because, well, he doesn't have to pay for it because Apple have allowed iPod Touch users to have iOS 4 free of charge for once. Quite remarkable, I know. But yeah, I've been reading up on the internet the past few days about iOS 4. And actually, there's a little bad thing about the multitasking featurette. If the apps, not all apps, are multitasking capable yet, some of them are, some of them aren't. If your app isn't going to be... if the apps you have on your iDevice aren't multitasking capable, then the multitasking feature for you, personally, is pretty much useless. I don't think Twitter and Facebook and BeJive instant messaging will incorporate multitasking. I could be wrong, I probably am, but I think they won't have it. But if they do, great, because those are the apps basically I've got. Folders, that'll be handy for anybody. 5x camera zoom, handy for iPhone 3GS and 3G users. And that's basically it. Faster backup. When syncing with iTunes, that's also a major plus for everybody, and hopefully that's it. I think for iPod Touch users, having the multitasking on and background images on, that will apparently double the speed that the battery reduces. So it's going to lose battery life 2x quicker. Which is another bad thing, but I don't know if that's the same for iPhone yet, but I will do an audio build tomorrow about the features and how good they are, or how terrible they are. Anyway, this is Oliver DO5, signing off till tomorrow. Bye-bye, guys.